Chapter 2. The Great Escape. Hurrying down the corridor, Aurora glanced behind her. Torches flickered in wall stands, casting ominous shadows across stone walls, and she bit her bottom lip and paused mid-step. Darkness a living thing around her, she peered into a jut-out in the hallway, one of many that housed murder holes above the guardhouse. She blew out a long breath. All clear. None of her uncle's men stirred deep in shadow. No footsteps echoing behind her either. No one following at all. Thank the saints. For her plan to work, her uncle must remain none the wiser. A difficult endeavour, considering nothing escaped Lord Cedric's notice inside the castle walls. Stomach churning, she halted in front of her chamber door. Unable to stop herself, she glanced both ways, yet again, just to be certain. Still empty. Exhaling in a soft rush, she depressed the pitted handle and cracked the door, slipping inside with the hope that, "By the saints, where have you been?" Aurora jumped in alarm. Frozen just inside the door, she squinted into the gloom. A sudden burst of light made her blink as a single taper flared in her tiny chamber. "For the love of God, Nate, you scared me."
"I am sorry," her friend murmured, expression contrite. "But it's late, and I have been waiting in the black. When you were not here, I worried."
Aware of Nate's aversion to dark places, she cringed. "I did not mean to leave you here so long, but I was called to my aunt and could not get away sooner."
"What happened? Are you all right?"
Rubbing her bottom lip, Aurora fingered the cut left by her uncle. "I have survived far worse, but we are going to have to move up our plans."
"What? Nay, Rory, we're not ready."
Shaking her head, she squeezed Nate's arm and drew him toward the narrow cot that sat against the wall furthest from the door. Perched on its edge, she patted the spot next to her and waited for him to take his seat. "I know, but we cannot wait. I have little chance of surviving what my aunt and uncle have planned on the morrow." Nate swallowed.
"What?"
"The quarry. But I will not make it that far." She rubbed the chill from her arms. Fear rising, she remembered the maid they'd helped escape in the spring. "Do you remember Rebecca?"
"Dear God, nay."
Her friend shook his head, not wanting to relive the horror any more than she did. She closed her eyes. God help her. There had been so much blood. So many marks and burns and...
"He would not dare,"
Nate said, a quiver in his voice.
"Lord William!"
"My father's friend has sickened, Nate. 'Tis said he is not far from death. Uncle Cedric grows bold with that knowledge. Nay, Lord William can no longer protect me. Ready or nay, we must make do with what we have already gathered," she said, keeping her voice low, hoping her calm tone would prevent him from plunging headlong into panic. Aurora understood his nature well, knew it was not a courageous one, but loved him anyway. She didn't care that he was older than her. The 5 years separating their births didn't matter. Regardless of age and experience, she must be the one to lead the way, to forge ahead and protect them both. It was a precarious place to be in, particularly since her plan endangered his life. The danger, though, was not enough to make her hesitate. Servant or nay, Nate was her only friend, and she refused to repay his loyalty by leaving him to languish in cruelty, to be crushed beneath the weight of her uncle's rule.